podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Department of Dominican University of California. Welcome to In Between the Lines, Ventures with Vando, from East Coast to West Coast and everything in between, with DJ Vivi. Hello, everybody. Welcome to In Between the Lines, Ventures of Vando with DJ Vivid, brought to you by Dominican University Broadcasting. This is episode 4. Today, we will be discussing a winery trip with the boys, a trip to Utah, two games in Utah at Westminster University. Excitement of traveling back home to the 215. So, ending off episode 3, we had a trip with Noah and Jesse down to San Fran. It was a really fun trip with the boys. Next day, Noah and I and Barnsey, another group of just a different group to hang out with. It was really cool. We head down to the wineries in Sonoma Valley, I believe it is. Again, I'm still new here, but everything looks sick. Everything is beautiful out here. You know, your boy had to dress dapper. We're going to visit one of our other teammates, AJ, who works at this winery. And I've heard nothing but great things, so I'm excited to go. Finally get there. It's beautiful. It looks like I'm in Italy. It's insane. Walk in, everybody's dressed fancy. I do not look like I belong there at all, but it's all right. Barnsey knows what he's doing, so he walks up to the counter, I guess the bar, gets us some wine to taste. They both go with some white bubbly. I'm more of a red guy. I'm not gonna hold you. I don't know jack about wine, but I've just had it with steak one time, and that joint was good. That joint was fire. You know what I'm saying? A little red wine. I felt like a don. Because we told them that we were friends with AJ, the first one was on the house. So it was pretty awesome. And then I ended up sipping on the same white wine they had. I don't remember what it was. Whether it's Pinot or what. I don't really know. Again, I'm not a wine guy. I'm sorry. But walked outside, sat down at this table, had an overlook of all the mountains and the water. There was a little shooting range. The rest of the other wineries all on the hills and whatnot. It was beautiful. It was a great time. I sat there, felt like $1 million. So I'm like, I don't know how I went from sitting in my boy's crib in North Philly, walking outside, just seeing concrete. It's definitely much different. It's definitely much different. I'm like, damn, this is a blessing. This is a blessing. I do love being able to see the skyline in my Charger back home, driving down 95, you know, beautiful lights all around. But this is a different feeling. The mountains are just, it's natural beauty. It's not man-made. It's just, it's God's touch. It's got God's touch. So we ended up having another one. Noah didn't, obviously, because he was driving. But damn good tasting wine. And then we ordered these sandwiches AJ offered. Top tier service. My boy number one walked out with the sandwiches, handed me it right on the view. Felt like a don. Amazing time. That's all I could say. After the winery, headed down to the beach, met up with the gang. Gina's friends from Idaho were there. Two really cool people. I went on some hikes. Me and Tigo climbed up basically the side of a mountain. His name is Tigo because this man can literally climb anything. I don't know how this boy was going up the angles he was doing. It was insanity. It was insanity. But it was really cool. Got an amazing view. Of course, my phone was dead. My phone is dead all the freaking time. Everybody over here and back home knows that. But it's okay. I will take a screenshot. Now I will forever love that view, and I'll cherish it for all you fans. So next topic we have in hand, it was our trip down to Utah. I have never been to Utah, and flying into that airport with the mountains, snow on it, it was beautiful. It was amazing. And to coming over here, I have never seen such amazing views. I'm all about, you know, finding different types of views, beautiful locations back home. But they just, you know, saying back East Coast, they do not have views like they do out here. Being able to see mountains so close, you feel like you could touch them, or literally being on the mountain, it's an amazing feeling. You know, the weather is different, the air is just good air, it's not city air. Down to our hotel, I'm matched up with number 9, Captain Pear, Roll Pear, he's a German lad, love him. Night we got there, I'm so excited to, like, you know, hang out with the boys and stuff like that. Man, it's 8 o'clock and I pass out. I am done. I still had the text on my phone from somebody that I was gonna send, wide open. I slept in my clothes. It was not good. I had to wake up and shower before the game. I was destroyed from the flight and the travel. It was a lot. It was a long day. They woke me up the next day. I walk over, get some breakfast, come back upstairs, and I take a shower, clean up. Something hit me. I was just like, you know, I feel like I'm going to have a good day. I'm having, texting my grandma, like, you know, I don't know if you did anything, but God bless you. I feel like I'm having a damn good day right now. First game we play, Saturday morning, Maryville University, D2 in, I believe they're St. Louis. They're a ranked team, very, very good. First quarter was popping. I had a couple shots that just went wide, but overall I was like, dude, this guy's not that good. You know, we have the ball. The game is really in our hands at this point. Couple goals in. Kalen gets a turnover on a ride, beats his guy, moves it down, fakes it to Pear, passes to me. I'm right on crease, little fake, score. From right there, I knew I was going to have a great day. Second quarter, Maryville played a very good game. They started coming back, playing really hard, got the lead up a little bit. And it was worrying us. You know, some of us were getting a little tense. I got to give it to the sideline and some of my other players. They helped me remain calm. Walked into the third quarter. Ground ball pops in the air. Pops basically right into my stick. This guy comes flying again, tries to decapitate me, take my head off. Luckily, I hit a roll. One more guy came, got past him, somehow got it in the net, and It was a hype moment. I could see the sideline was feeling good. I was feeling good. It was a great, fun moment. 30 seconds later, PV gets the clamp, wins it, pushes forward. There's a little bit of a high pass. I'll bring it down, sting a corner. It was a great 2 goals in 30 seconds. It was a great feeling. It kicked my leg up. I was having a great, great time. Maryville responded very well. You know, they kept pushing and playing hard. They did end up getting the lead up on us again, but we were fighting. We were pushing back, end up having another assist. We were really, really playing hard. And for a ranked team to come out and play a brand new Division II team, and for the brand new Division II team to fight back and not give up is really something to say. It's a really, really cool moment. Of the game, all the boys are in the locker room, and I raise my hand to say something, and my message is essentially, yeah, it sucks that we are a brand new team. We do not have all the assets right now to be the top tier D2 team, but think about it. We live in California. We're blessed to be able to play lacrosse, and we are setting something for years to come and for new generations and for literally hope for other people to come in and take control and change the way the school is. And, you know, we might be the pawns right now, but if they see us doing the best we can, we absolutely can come out and find some brand new people that can make some really big differences. Also, I ended up just getting a sick clip from my goal that PV got me, and it made me feel really cool. I was able to send that to my family because they're not able to see my games, and obviously they're not able to come to my games. Shout out, Mom. Shout out, Dad. Hi. I hope you like that clip. went home, got some food, got some rest. Just tried to really wipe it off and not overthink it, because at the end of the day, we're playing a sport. It's supposed to be fun. You're literally, you are a student athlete that is theoretically paid to have a fun time and play something like a child sport. There's a much deeper meaning to college athletics than I think a lot of my teammates appreciate and understand. And coming from just a different place, I can tell you, it is hard. In New York, when I was playing JUCO over there, in Philadelphia with all my friends that are top tier athletes, but they might not be the best students or whatever. Whatever anybody's story is, it is hard. And it sometimes bums me out when I see my own teammates just overappreciate the things that coach gives us, or that we just have at Dominican University, or the fact in general that we are able to play lacrosse in general. Second game versus Westminster, another ranked team, really hard game. Came out amazing first quarter. Had another little tutu, broke a guy's ankles, scored from behind. X basically threw it over my shoulder. It was a great, great goal. We started off really hot. I saw my boy Kalen in the back. His thumb was hurting a lot. It's broken. His thumb's broken. But he got off the first goal, and that really hyped up the rest of the boys. For whatever reason, our team just can't seem to put four quarters together where we can play our hardest and our best. We were playing hard, and again, they're ranked teams. I understand we don't have all the parts to be the best D2 team right now, but I don't think we put as much of a fight as we did against Maryville, and it was hard to see, because it was just sad, because I think we're so much better than that, and that's why I think we really needed the changes that we did, which helped us, but we got to have that fight much more often, just the whole game, not much more often, the entire game we need that.
I'm learning to relax and not freak out on these people, because they might not know any better, and coming from the East Coast, I would have thought that you could get smacked up for just acting like that, but over here it's a little bit different, and I appreciate learning that, because it helps me understand and operate with different types of people. So, moving on our last topic, finally able to go back to the East Coast. My birthday is April 1st. I'm so excited. I've never been more excited. My mom finally moved out. There's a couple things left in the house, but I'll come back there to help her. There's apparently a really, really nice new couple moving in there with a family. As I said earlier, you know, it's going to be really, really sad, because I loved that house. I grew up in that house, essentially, but, you know, memories are past. You know, houses are literally past. I'm excited to see my mom's new place. I know my dad's been helping her out a little bit. My dad's been coaching the new kids. I'm excited to go see them if I can, maybe catch a practice, see all my friends. You know, I got to see Dave, my Irish twin. Looks nothing like me, but I swear to God, we're related. I'm also going to try to catch my high school practice, or if they have a game. Not exactly sure. I got to check their schedule again, but being able to go back as an alumni, and I definitely made some mistakes in high school, and being able to show them, like, you know, you can make some mistakes, and life is nowhere. It doesn't define you. You can come back and prove people wrong. It would be a really, really great feeling for me. My mom's birthday is in 2 days, but I won't be able to actually give her a gift, so I gotta bring something back. Got her some nice old earrings, you know, just a little jazz her up. Obviously, I had to get her DU gear, you know, obviously, gotta get the genuine gear. Out here is what it's all about. These games, I've really understood not to overreact too much to lacrosse, because, again, I think I was, even speaking about myself, I just overanalyze and completely forgot about how appreciative I should be for being in the situation I am now and being able to play, and thinking that school or anything else is not as important as lacrosse, and I think that's ruined me in the past, and I really think this is the first time I've had a chance, and someone like Coach Sammy to give me a chance to really prove myself wrong, honestly, that I am a smart person, that I can do my homework, that I can get good grades in general. On the East Coast, not that my coaches were bad, but I can never really remember a time that East Coast coach has been like, did you do your homework before I played a game? Or, like, what are your grades? It's more just, like, do you know the plays? Are you ready to play? How are you feeling? Never about school. And I really appreciate that Sammy takes the initiative to do that, because I would probably F up, realistically, if I did not have someone like that. That is all for episode 4, In Between Lines, Ventures of Vando, with DJ Vivid. Hope you all have a great day, and stay classy, my friends. DJ Vivid out.